Here we are, on the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, already. It's been a week filled with spiritual focus, and we've had a unique opportunity to step away from this world and immerse ourselves in God's plan. And throughout this feast, we've heard inspiring messages about the kingdom of God and about our roles in the kingdom and how to prepare for those roles. And we've gained a lot of focus and spiritual momentum. But today is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Tomorrow is the eighth day, and after that, we go back. We go back to the world, brethren, back to a world that is eager to pull us in, to distract us, and make us lose this spiritual momentum we've gained. The world wants to attach us to its values, to its priorities, and its distractions. So as we prepare to leave the feast and return to our daily lives, it's crucial that we keep our spiritual momentum going. But how do we do that? Well, today I want to talk about one key way we can stay focused and keep that momentum, by being yoked to Christ rather than to the world. By being yoked to Christ rather than to the world, we can maintain our focus on God's kingdom and continue to grow spiritually. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to contrast what it means to be yoked to this world with what it means to be yoked to Christ. And then we're going to see some benefits of being yoked to Christ and then look at a few things that we can do to help maintain that. But first, what do I mean when I say yoked? Do I mean you're walking down the street and someone takes an egg and throws it at you and says, ha ha, the yoke's on you? Well, no, that's not the yoke at all I'm talking about, brethren. Not the egg yolk, the orange, yellow part in there. But what I mean is a yoke, Y-O-K-E. And in the Bible, a yoke was a wooden cross piece placed over the necks of two animals, such as oxen, to help them pull a cart or plow together. Farmers would often yoke a younger, less experienced animal with an older, stronger one. The experienced animal bore the majority of the burden, guiding the younger one through the process of learning to plow. Now, this concept of being yoked together applies to our spiritual lives as well. We can either be yoked to this world, letting it drag us along, or we can be yoked to Christ, allowing him to bear our burdens and guide us and lead us. So, brethren, let's look at what it means to be yoked to this world. And let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 6. We'll read one verse here. This is Paul writing his second letter to the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 6, and we'll read verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" Now, in this verse, the term unbelievers can refer to individuals, but it can also refer broadly to the world and its ways. And Paul is warning us not to align ourselves with the world, because it leads us in a direction contrary to God's will. And you can jot down 1 John 2, verses 15 to 17, where we're reminded that loving the world and its desires pull us away from God the Father. Now, Paul draws this principle from Deuteronomy 22, verse 10, which says, "You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together." Now, God had very good reasons for saying that. Let's look at a few. The ox and the donkey were incompatible. They had different gaits, so they walked differently. The ox was clean, the donkey was unclean. And the ox and the donkey had two entirely different temperaments. These differences illustrate what happens when a believer is yoked to the world. They walk differently, the ox and the donkey. They had different gaits. In the same way, brethren, the world moves at a different pace with different priorities than God's people. Being yoked to it results in frustration and spiritual misalignment. The ox, a clean animal acceptable to God, contrasts with the donkey, which is unclean. And this mirrors the spiritual difference between a believer striving for God's kingdom and the world, which is unclean in its values and actions. Oxen and donkeys, as I said, have distinct temperaments, which also highlights the mismatch. Oxen are known for being calm, steady, and obedient, traits that reflect spiritual submission to God's will. Donkeys, on the other hand, are famously headstrong or stubborn and independent. These traits symbolize worldly values of self-will, resistance, and a lack of submission. When someone is yoked to this world, they struggle to align themselves with God's will, often pursuing personal desires, resisting guidance, or veering off the path of spiritual growth. Oxen are typically more docile and easily trained, representing a willingness to follow God's lead. Donkeys, being more alert and cautious, may symbolize how the world is more reactive and sensitive to external pressures. And this heightened sensitivity reflects how being yoked to worldly values can lead to fear, insecurity, and emotional volatility, making it harder to follow a steady spiritual path. Together, these contrasts illustrate the spiritual incompatibility between following Christ and being bound to worldly influences, making it impossible to effectively serve God while being yoked to the world. So just as the ox and donkey cannot plow effectively together, we cannot effectively serve God if we are yoked to the world. Yoking ourselves to the world results in spiritual friction and misalignment, pulling us away from God's kingdom and causing us to lose our momentum. Now, what does it mean to be yoked to Christ? Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 11. We'll read just a few verses here. Matthew 11. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, beginning in verse 28. Notice what he says. He says this, Matthew 11, verse 28, says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We see here, brethren, Jesus is inviting us to take his yoke upon ourselves. Unlike the world's heavy yoke, which weighs us down, Christ's yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Just like an older ox guiding a younger one, Christ carries the majority of our burdens and teaches us as we walk with him. Now, what are some of the benefits of Christ's yoke? Well, they include peace and rest. Being yoked to Christ brings spiritual rest. The burdens of this life become lighter because he walks alongside us and teaches us. Growth and learning. As we walk with Christ, we learn his ways. We grow in holy, righteous character and prepare for our future roles in his kingdom. Also, living under the kingdom now. By staying yoked to Christ, we are already living out the principles of God's kingdom, preparing ourselves for the full realization of that kingdom when Christ returns. So then, brethren, how can we keep the momentum by being yoked to Christ every day? Let's turn over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. We'll read two verses here. Philippians 3. Philippians 3, beginning in verse 12. Philippians 3, verse 12. It's Paul writing. He says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We see here, brethren, Paul is reminding us that our spiritual journey is ongoing. Even though the feast has given us this spiritual boost, we must press on and continue to grow. When we return home, we will face distractions and challenges from this world, but being yoked to Christ daily will help us stay focused on the kingdom. Christ's yoke enables us to maintain the spiritual momentum that we've gained here during the feast and live as citizens of his kingdom, even in the face of worldly distractions. So what are a few practical steps to stay yoked to Christ? Well, they're easy. They're easy things to do. Daily prayer and Bible study. That's easy, right? These are essential to staying connected with Christ and God the Father. Through prayer and study, God's word becomes a part of us, helping us stay aligned with his will. Fellowship with like-minded believers. We can draw strength from fellowshipping with others who are also yoked to Christ, sharing encouragement and experiences. And another one, applying what we've learned here at the feast. Make a conscious effort to integrate the spiritual lessons here that we've learned into our daily lives, allowing them to shape our decisions and actions. So what have we seen, brethren? We've seen the dangers of being yoked to this world, which leads to spiritual harm, misalignment, sin, and a loss of focus. In contrast, being yoked to Christ brings peace, growth, and spiritual fulfillment. It's essential to keep our spiritual momentum here that we've gained by remaining yoked to Christ every day. So, brethren, as we leave the feast, let's commit ourselves to remaining yoked to Christ, ensuring that the lessons that we've learned are not left behind, but carried with us into our daily lives. By staying yoked to Christ, we are already participating in the kingdom of God and preparing for its full realization. So, brethren, let's ask God for the strength, guidance, and determination to remain yoked to Christ as we press towards the goal of his kingdom, living each day with that kingdom in mind.